We're pleased to have in studio right now with us here at our Sports at 650 studios. It's Oracle Laura joining us, and she's made some pretty hefty predictions in the last couple of years, even predicting a Cleveland Cavaliers championship, a Pittsburgh Penguins championship. You've been pretty good with your championship winners over the last number of years.
Thank you. Well, it's very important for me to be extremely accurate. So I only make a prediction on a sports if I feel a very strong prediction about them. I don't follow them on purpose so that I don't get influenced in any way. But when it comes to me, I immediately post it, and then it most often comes true exactly as I had posted.
How does it all work? I'm sure you get that question a lot. Is it just a feeling? Is it a dream? What is it that works for you?
It actually comes in many different forms with me. I've had dreams of certain sports predictions that I posted. For example, the soccer FIVA. Mm-hmm. I had that one in the form of a dream, and that one was extremely accurate. Other ones like the Sharks winning 5-0, the exact score, that just came to me in a vision. And sometimes it comes in the form of almost like what you would call an inner voice. I just have this voice telling me to post exact scores, or a certain player is going to do better than another, or that a certain team is going to win over the other. Sometimes even when it's going to be tie, I know when it's going to tie in a game.
And you and I follow each other on social media, and that's how we met. But you have a lot of sports teams that follow you, and they're interested in what you have to say.
They seem to follow me more so after they notice that I make an accurate prediction, and then they get on the bandwagon right away with me. They're like, oh, she's got something going here. We should follow her. So, yeah, especially I believe it was the Penguins was a big one.
Yeah.
When I predicted that one, I think it was Walk Like a Penguin I had posted.
Yeah.
I knew that they would win, and they did. And then all of a sudden I had this flood of people from the Penguins following me, and then the other sports teams, of course, you know, caught wind of me as well and started following me. So it does happen that way.
So it isn't always a fan of yours on Twitter asking a question, or somebody looking for some betting advice maybe. These are visions that just come to you naturally then.
Just naturally. Although when someone asks me, I will have an answer for it. You know, all it takes is for the person to ask me a direct question.
Right.
Who's going to win? What score do you see? Who do you feel is going to do better? What player is better than the other? And I'll be able to answer that as well.
Can I ask, when you said you posted this Walk Like a Penguin, how did you know that that was pertaining, say, to the Pittsburgh Penguins and just not an animal? Like,
because I had been looking at a post of theirs, I believe it was on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
at the time. They were going to go in and play with another team. I can't recall exactly what team that was at the time. I just had so many predictions since. But I remember seeing the tweet on Twitter, and that is what came to me immediately on seeing their image.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got the Grey Cup this weekend. So we've got Calgary against Toronto. So what are you thinking about those two teams?
She's thinking.
It's a big game on Sunday.
Yeah, it's the Grey Cups, the national championship.
There is obviously the public views one team much more highly than the other. I won't sway your decision in either way, but there is a feeling that one team does not have much of a chance in this game.
This was a really interesting feeling that I had. Now, I know I predicted Calgary once before, and I was right. I had gone to their parade before the game, and immediately when they passed in front of me through the parade, I knew they would win, and they did. But something about Toronto really stood out to me. Ooh. And I remember thinking about Calgary in the last couple of days. The word Calgary kept popping up in news feeds on social media, and I remember it standing out to me in regards to sports. And I just had this feeling people would want them to win because they've had such a track record in the past.
Yeah.
But Toronto's standing out to me for some reason.
Interesting.
Okay. That's very okay. My prediction may come good.
True, you're
from
right
earlier today.
Yes.
We also have been looking at the Canucks. Obviously, we are the home of Canucks here on Sportsnet 650. It's been a tough couple of years for this team. They are transitioning, but it does feel like there is some positivity within the team right now. Is there a feeling you get about the Canucks and which way they are currently trending?
I do, and that's because I already had a dream about it.
Oh, oh. Okay.
Yes, and it was really interesting. And it's the only reason why I've actually been trying to follow their success right now is because, number one, I had a dream about them and the Stanley Cup.
Wow. Okay. That,
yeah.
Interesting.
In this lifetime?
And it was, and it was shortly after that dream that I predicted it meant they were going to start to improve, and then they did.
Ah.
They started to improve, and everyone was shocked because they had this little bit of, you know, slack in the last little while.
Yeah.
And it had been accurate that they were starting to improve. Now, I do see them going down, decreasing again.
Okay.
That they had a little bit of a lift up,
mm-hmm.
a little bit of a run, and now going down. However, I always have faith in my dreams because my dreams, as you know, have all come true. It's just a matter of when. I see that dream as being above anything that I'm sensing.
Okay.
Well, so a dream of Canucks
if they don't
in the Stanley Cup?
If they don't win this year, they are going to win really soon, which could be next year, if not this year. Because my dreams all come true within a 2-year tops maximum limit.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
If they don't get it this time.
So Travis Green is and Jim Benning are working some serious magic.
Holy.
Yeah, try to.
And Elias Pettersson is better than anybody currently thinks.
So everyone's talking now about a player on the Canucks, Brock Besser. Do you feel anything about Brock Besser at all?
When you hear the name.
I remember watching a Giants game up in the rafters.
Yeah.
And someone asked me to look at a list of new players that were just coming on the scene, and they asked me about these two brothers, and I said, are they twins? And he said, yes. And I said, these two. Sign these two and do not separate them. Guess
those
who they
the Sedins?
So those were the Sedins.
Yes.
Wow.
I predicted their success. Now, the name that you've said.
Yeah. Brock Besser.
Scoring a ton of goals lately.
Yeah.
His marriage came up first. As soon as you asked me.
Okay.
First thing that stood out. So that is going to be an answer to your question. That is going to relate to his success. As long as his marriage, whether he's married now or whether he's going to be soon, his marriage, if it's successful, his career will continue to be strong. So he's a family man.
Yeah.
So he's got good character.
Yes. He's a character kid.
Yeah, but that is going to rely on everything with him. His family has to be strong, and then he'll do well.
We appreciate your time, Laura, this morning.